What up, world? Yeah, it's your boy Jay Black. Every day I'm grinding the greatness. I'm a go-getter. Let's get straight to it.
Gotta be a fighter.
Sylvester Stallone, a.k.a. Rocky. He knew at a young age what he wanted to do with his life. He wanted to do movies. He wanted to inspire people. But his road to success, like many before and after him, didn't come easy. So he started off as an actor. He said in the interview that the agents in New York didn't like the way he looked or talked. He was thrown out of so many offices, he said like over 1,400 times. One agent gave him a shot, but he really didn't want to. What happened was, he showed up at his office at like 4 p.m., and when the agent came back the next morning, he was sitting in that same spot. Eye of the tiger, waiting for him. Same spot. So, it was more out of frustration because he kept showing up. But what he did is, gave him like a 20-second role in a movie playing a thug who got beat up. He had got like two more opportunities similar to that, then he decided to change his approach. Actually, what happened was, he was dead broke, having issues with his wife, and he was walking around in the cold. He happened to walk past the New York Library, and he knew it was warm inside, so he went in. So at that point, you know, he was like really at his lowest point, for real. He sold his wife's jewelry just so they could have something to eat. His wife pissed, cause she keep telling him to get a job, but he felt if he got a job, he'd lose that edge, the hunger he got to go towards his dream. So, name I'ma tell y'all, this guy saved and changed Sylvester Stallone's life. Edgar Allan Poe, yep, Edgar Allan Poe. What he did for him is help him see beyond himself. So he decided to become a writer. He eventually sold a script for like $100 and thought that he was about to be on his way. He was amped, he was excited, but it led to nothing. So now, his most prized possession, cause you know him and his wife didn't work out, was his dog, and his dog loved him unconditionally. But now, fortunately, he hungry. He had no choice. He camped out by the liquor store trying to sell his dog. Sold him for $25. 2 weeks later, he watching the Ali and Webner fight. And it was like 40-1 odds, but Webner took it to 15 rounds. And he knocked Ali down in the 9th round. Life-changing moment, that's when Rocky was born. He wrote the movie right after the fight. He stayed up 20 straight hours and wrote the script. Eye of the Tiger. So he went out trying to sell the script. People clowned him, made jokes. But the genius thing he did, he used all that as motivation. He wrote down every single comment, every joke that was given to him. And he read it at the Oscars when they won for that movie. But let me back up real quick. It took him a while to find somebody to invest in the script, right? Or buy the script. So once he found somebody, they loved it. They offered him $125,000. He amped, he excited. But the thing is, he told him, we got a deal, but I gotta play the lead role. I'm rocking. Now, you gotta think about this. He dead broke. They offered him $125,000. He said no, because they wouldn't let him play the lead character. Eye of the Tiger. He wasn't going away from his vision. He was locked in. So So they ended up calling him back a few weeks later. Now they offered him $250,000 to not play in his own movie. He said, no. Then they offered him $325,000. Now he damn broke, man. He sold his most prized possession, his dog. He hurt and he hungry. He said, no. So what happened is, they said, well, you know what? We give you $35,000 at some points in the movie, because we really don't think it's gonna work out with you being a lead role, but you gonna sacrifice with us for doing this. So, end up costing $1 million to make the movie, but check this out. They grossed $200 million on Rocky. Sylvester Stallone, Eye of the Tiger. He wasn't playing about his vision. Everything about you has to say you're not playing when it comes to your goals. You gotta have that eye of the tiger. What are you willing to do for your dream to become reality? He was there broke. Turned down $125,000, $250,000, $325,000 because he believed in his vision, eye of the tiger. And what's so crazy is Rocky opened up so many other doors for Stallone. The money he got later, oh man, that's all I need to say, oh man, made that look like peanuts what they was offering him. So what are you willing to do? It's your time, you gotta lock in. Possession his dog. Oh yeah, he went back and got him, but check this out. Once again, it wasn't easy. So he went back to our liquor store every day until that guy came walking with his dog. And he wouldn't try to sell him. He offered them $100. He said no. $500. He said no. He said $1,000. He said there's nothing you can do to get this dog. Now what he gotta do? Take massive action. Eye the tiger. You know what it ended up costing him to get his dog back? $15,000 and a small part in Rocky. Yeah, he loved that dog. You know the dog, Buckus, in the movie? That's actually his dog. Yeah. Eye of the tiger. When you want something, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Forget TV. Forget the game. Forget them girls, forget them boys. Get to that later. Lock in on your vision.